Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Welcome to another edition of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast, hosted by Johnny Rizzo, where we talk about everything motorcycle, from tips on safe riding, to apparel and accessories, to where the next events are, and everything in between. So, let's mount up and ride. Hey Johnny, where are we going this time?
What's up, everybody? What's going on? I don't hear myself.
I hear you.
I hear you.
I can hear you.
Well, I turned you down
because
someone else hit.
You turned me down.
Oh, God.
Johnny.
What's up, everybody? Now I can hear myself. I feel better now. I'm back from Daytona. Did you guys miss me?
No.
No? No, you missed me.
Just like a toothache. Yeah, I did. I definitely did, Johnny.
Well, happy St. Patty's Day. That was yesterday.
Oh, gosh,
what?
You sound like Rizzo. That's your bad deal at all.
I didn't like understand you. Were you supposed to be me?
Oh, I thought I thought you.
Was that the real K-Fox? Please stand up. There she is. So we got K-Fox in the studio.
We do.
Talking backwards.
What's up, Kate?
What's going on?
We got a special guest in the studio with us tonight.
Yes, we do.
Really excited to have Larry Altos.
Special guest.
With
like that special guest status.
But it is Monday, so.
You got to talk it to the side of it, like Mike, like she is. Yeah, pick that up. But Chris has his ways of doing things over there.
I don't
blame Chris because he's not here.
I know, but that's the way he is. That's all. So.
How's that?
Larry owns Harley-Davidson of Nassau County.
I do.
Triumph of Nassau County.
Yes, sir.
And Royal Enfield of Nassau County.
That's true.
And he's here on Monday night.
Are you here?
That's true.
And yet, every time he's with us, we are making him fix his own mic.
That's also true.
It was a nightmare Wednesday. Wednesday was a nightmare. I got that video. You can pull the mic down.
I had to work with the mic off the stand.
You also own two car dealerships, too.
I do. Well, one.
One. Okay. So. Oh, awesome. So we have a lot to talk about with you tonight. We have Irish Pat in the studio.
Hey, Johnny, what's going on?
How you doing, Irish Pat?
Doing all right.
Yesterday was your day.
Yes, yesterday
you
was
You waited
my
all
day.
Year for this day. And the poor bastard don't drink. I mean, you see they made the Chicago River green? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a tradition. They do that every year.
Do they really?
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
It actually is pretty cool the way they do that.
They hold it all down. They don't have to do that to the Hudson. It's already green.
They do not.
We got Wade Forte.
How's it going, John?
I'm good.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Catching we had bets deers? That you weren't going to make it back.
You catching any deers lately?
I did.
Yeah?
I did. I caught deer and you caught, who knows what you caught.
We got my son Michael over there on the board and his beautiful girlfriend Anna. What's up, guys? So yesterday was St. Patrick's Day and I didn't eat not one bite of corned beef or cabbage.
What did you eat?
What did I eat?
What'd you eat, Johnny? What'd you eat?
Okay, it's an hour show.
Shepherd's pie, I had.
Oh.
With the moonlight. Anna made shepherd's pie.
All right.
And it was really good, I gotta tell you. It was really good.
What'd you drink with it?
I had seltzer water with lime, thank you. I haven't had a beer since, I guess it was in Daytona Beach. That's a whole other story, though. All right? I think good for 2 months. I go to Daytona. I'm going to have give me a Bud Light. All right, let's go. You know what I mean? So.
You drank Bud Light again?
No, I said I drink Miller Light now. I don't
Light. You said Bud Light.
I know, I did say
You're
Bud Light.
You're changing it.
I used to be a Bud Light drinker, then
he's,
I saw that
He's
commercial.
Trying to save his reputation.
He is.
I saw that commercial for Bud Light, and I'm like, oh, I'll do Miller now. That's it. I'd rather drink a Zima. Remember Zima?
Oh, no, oh, Zima.
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 Yeah.
Zima.
And then you put Chambord
you still make
in
those?
It.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
You're female.
You know I drink like a man. I don't drink that nonsense.
All right. So, I'm
what
sorry.
Do you drink? White Claw too?
Pat, you drink White Claw? Pat don't drink at all.
I don't drink.
he couldn't even get Larry a beer today. That's how bad he was. I mean, wow.
I'm having a beer right now.
Well deserved, my friend.
John, I didn't want Pat to get that because it would have been shooken up so much by the time I got back here. I'm like,
oh my God. Memories, right?
Deja vu all over again. Wow,
Pat's like, fucking get my ass kicked here today.
Wow. And no, I'm just sitting back.
Kate took the night off. It's my turn. You sat in my fucking chair last week.
You're dead.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, but, your chair said thank you.
Oh. Fucking got me there.
And now you're going to have to say thank you tonight.
Oh. I'm sitting there watching the show. I'm like, what the hell is Pat doing in my seat? All right. You did a good job, though. So let's take it up. Well, we have another show going on at the same time right now over there.
Oh, because
that's all I hear. That's all I hear is them talking over there. So anyway.
It's Young Love, Johnny.
Young Love.
Right? Which will be on TikTok now.
Oh, my God. So let's kick it off with Larry. What's up, Larry?
Lots of stuff happening.
Yeah, we got a big weekend coming up.
We do. You and I have an open house.
We have an open house, right?
Yeah. This Saturday, June 23rd, right?
June 23rd, yep. And it's going to be at the Holidays in Nassau County. And you're kicking off a bike that you are promoting, right? What bike is that?
Well, you're giving away a...
Well, yeah, I want to get to that one, but what's
the bike build we did?
The bike build you did, yeah.
Oh, my God. That came out incredible. We did an incredible bike build for a really good customer.
Right.
That was a 2023
right.
Harley-Davidson CVO Road Glide
Ultra Limited
Screamin' Eagle.
I got to a conversation with somebody in Daytona Beach. They had a Road Glide CVO, and the bike only did 101. Is that true? Can it go faster than 101? Then they saw my bike. I have my Road Glide. He goes, you got a Road Glide too? I said, yeah, mine does 102. Right? So
this gentleman, he saw that particular CVO, well, most of the CVOs for 2023 came with 121 motors.
Wow.
Which, it's a big motor. That particular one, the Ultra Limited, came with only a 117.
Right.
Why, I don't know. Maybe it's a little more torquey for the weight of that bike.
Right.
But whatever the reason is. So he says, you know what? He says, I want to put a bigger motor in. So we said, all right, what do you want to do? You want to do like the 131? He says, I want to put the 135.
That's a new one.
Brand new bike.
Is that Milwaukee 8?
It's a Milwaukee 8 motor. And brand new bike. He pulls the brand new motor out of it, and we installed a 135.
Holy shit. See, that must be the awesome part about owning a Harley Davidson dealer. I just take that bike, that motor over there, put in that bike. Yeah, right?
You know what? It's fun. When you're doing a build like that for someone, it's like you're building it for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You have fun with the customer.
Right.
And he's a great guy, so it was a fun build. Let me tell you what it costs.
What?
Well, I can tell you. I don't think he minds.
$106,000. Holy Davidson.
That's a record.
How fast is that? 103?
Is it a record?
I don't know. It goes fast.
Not that fast.
He did so much attention to detail. His name's Sam Levitin. And he's a great guy.
Hi, Sam, if you're listening.
We know you're in the hall for $101,000 now.
Shout out to Sam. And seriously, the man did so much research. He's very passionate about motorcycles.
Awesome.
And I enjoy doing a build like that with someone who's so passionate.
Right,
he didn't just say, here's $100,000, build a bike for me.
Oh my God.
Every little detail was picked by
him. And he knew. Yeah, that's cool.
He knew.
That's cool, though, man.
Yeah.
But you know what? For me, to have an engine that big, that's cool. But how fast do you think that bike can go about? $145? $150?
Yeah, you know what stops those bikes from going really, really fast? It's
the wind?
Like the motor, the wind, exactly. pushing that bike through the wind. It's
right.
A big, heavy bike with and it's got a big presence pushing through the wind.
Right.
So aerodynamically, it's a lot. So different bikes with different windshields, they have to actually push through the wind, and it actually holds them back, and you can feel it.
Yeah.
I like to ride fast, so when you get to a certain speed,
you can
feel it.
That's why I like my Road Glide, because the Road Glide, the fairing's attached to the frame, not to the bike itself. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To the handlebars. Like, you get like a Street Glide.
You can feel it.
The fairing is, you've had the Street Glide.
Oh, totally different.
You feel the fairings on the handlebars.
Yeah, your handlebars are straight.
So when that's hitting wind, you're feeling.
As soon as you
my
hit
bike,
90,
my fairing's attached to the frame of the bike. So I won't feel nothing. That's one of the reasons why I love my Road Glide.
Exactly. Know what it does with a Road Glide? It puts the downforce that you're experiencing from the wind forces on the fairing, on the suspension, on the chassis. So the chassis, not on the front end like the Street Glide.
Right.
So the Road Glide is actually bolted, as you say, to the chassis, which puts more even pressure downforce on the suspension as opposed to on the front fork,
right,
like on a Street Glide. I happen to love Street Glides, yeah, but I love the look and I think they're great. But the Road Glide does have that where it's superior in that way.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm in love with my Road Glide. There's nothing else. I had the Fat Boy. You know, you saw my bikes I had. Right. Every time I walk the Harley Davidson, I feel like I'm buying one. Because when you walk into this dealership.
Oh, how do you not want
to? You got family there, man. Everybody. I know everybody in there. Everyone's hello. Yeah. It's an awesome day. You got good coffee. Right?
Yeah, this weekend, we're going to have music, food, and we're going to be doing a lot of giveaways. Ah. You'll be giving stuff away.
I'll be giving stuff away.
I got plenty of stuff. We got a roulette wheel to spin. And
I need your hat. I'm going to give your hat away.
This hat's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
We're going to give stuff away to anyone that takes a test ride. We're going to have like a dozen Harleys for people to test ride. And to take a test ride, you'll be giving away, you know, free gifts. I get all kinds of stuff for them.
Ready. That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome, yeah.
It's fun.
Do the test rides. You know, when you do that, I know the route you take. What do you go down to the Wantour?
Yeah.
Ocean Parkway and back to Meadowbrook?
Yes. We go, you know, Sunrise, where our store is, and then we go right down the Wantour Parkway. You go down to the beach.
Right.
You know, hopefully it'll be a beautiful day on Saturday.
Yeah, it will be.
That's what I'm hoping for. And then it makes a nice ride. You do like a loop. You go down to the beach.
Yeah.
You come around, you know, and then come back up the mountain.
I mean, that's the best route you're going to take if you test riding a motorcycle, no less.
Yeah, you don't want to be stopping and going out of light.
Right.
You're not getting the full effect, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. So when you're doing the test ride, to go light to light, you're not really experiencing the bike. You're not leaning the
bike.
Now
it stops.
You know.
Now it goes.
But this is a really nice test ride.
So yeah, that's perfect.
Everybody's welcome this Saturday. Anybody with a motorcycle driver's license.
Sure. Yeah, that
some riding experience. And sure. We'll put them on the bike.
Oh, sorry. You're out, brother.
Anyway. I've had mine since I was 18.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you know, 22?
What
do you know, 22?
23.
You keep catching those deers, man. Oh. But anyway, have you yourself ever built a bike with your own hands?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My first bike build was an interesting one. It was a 1978 XLCR Cafe Racer.
Cafe Racer?
That's a Harley model I made 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, Harley made the most beautiful Cafe Racer. A lot of people don't know that.
Those Cafe Racers are so, like, cool looking, though.
Yeah.
You know, not my type of bike, but... They're really cool.
You got to look up this bike. 1978. It's the XLCR. This guy comes in the store and he said, I have this, you know, older bike and needed parts for it. And I said, oh, you want to sell it? And it needed a full restoration. I took it down to the frame. That was my first, frame, all the way down to the frame, you know.
See his first bike build? My first build was a 1972 Schwinn.
All right. Stingray?
I was wondering where you were going with that. I was wondering. I'm like... What's going to come out of his mouth?
It was a Schwinn. I mean, I remember I spray painted the forks, right? I changed the pedals.
Wow.
And that was it, man.
That
was my first build.
You are something.
It's probably still in the garage.
Yeah, but it needs new shocks.
Yeah. It needs a new home.
So I want to ask you, this bike, the customer came in.
Yeah.
He said he needed parts. You said, I'll buy it from you. You sold him a newer bike, and then you went and got parts and built it. You are good. You are good. You are really good.
Wait, one better. I went in there with a T-shirt that still had the security thing on it. I walked out with a Road Glide. So, yeah, he's really good.
He is good. That is, I'll tell you. I picked up on that.
No, it was a bike that I always wanted.
Right.
But it needed a full restoration. So, you asked me about my first bike build. That was my first bike build. And it came out so good. And I cut my first valve seats. I had to rebuild the engine.
Oh, wow.
We have a mechanic that worked with us for a long, long time. His name is Pepe. He taught me how to cut valve seats. I mean, this is how I learned, you know, working in a shop like that.
That's cool. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it came out beautiful.
I mean, I wish I had the knowledge to build a motorcycle, honestly.
John, you do. It's having somebody teach you, right? I mean, right, I would say anybody could do it. It's just you got to work with somebody who knows what they're doing and learn.
I mean, I would love to build a bike. I would love to build the Mayhem bike.
I mean, it's
Mayhem.
Let's do a build. Let's do a motorcycle Mayhem radio show a bike build.
You know what?
This is where ideas start.
Here's the plan. I got the plan for tonight. Yeah, Michael, keep feeding him beers.
Yeah. Pat, you wrapped the contract.
We'll have that motorcycle Mayhem bike before the end of the night. No.
And then we're going to go Target and get like a 14-piece Snap-on motorcycle and build a motorcycle Mayhem bike.
The motorcycle Mayhem radio mini bike. And but that's so cool, man.
And don't forget the bell.
There you go. That's so cool that you build the bikes. You own the Harley dealer, right? So, of course, Harley, I know, is probably your passion there. You got Triumph. You got Royal Enfield, which are also awesome bikes as well.
Yeah, I love all bikes. I mean, Harley's my passion.
Right.
But I love all bikes.
What's your favorite Harley?
My favorite Harley? That's tough. I mean, I'll give you something obscure, probably, for sure. But, all right, I'm going to give you a Harley-Davidson RR350. They have 250 and the 350. It's a road race bike. Okay. Nobody knows this stuff but me. I know it's obscure.
You like racing.
But I like racing. They won, Harley-Davidson won championships back-to-back in the 70s. They had these, you know, road racing bikes.
Like flat track?
No, road racing.
So, okay, road racing. Okay.
Yeah. So 2 years in a row, and they just dominated with those bikes, and they're extremely rare Harley Davidson race bikes.
I'm sure you can find them at the museum.
That's a museum.
Yeah.
If you find one, that's a museum.
I've seen them on American Pickers also. That guy's a big Harley guy.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I think I remember seeing him, maybe not that particular bike, but he's into the race ones and all that kind of stuff. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome. So you have these shoppers also that you own, right?
I do.
You and Bob Sands went riding one day on them.
Yeah. We had two stretch choppers that we did a cool video of us riding down by the beach. It was a lot of fun.
That must have been awesome.
Yeah,
that must have been awesome. So, where's the longest ride you ever taken?
Probably out west. I rode from California up to Seattle.
Nice. That's a nice ride. Was you doing a Harley?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
What else would you
do? So you own Harley Davidson in Nassau County. Do you have, like, let's say you go on a vacation to Florida or something. Are you in with those other dealers where you can go grab a bike, or does it work that way? Or?
Yeah, 10% discount on rental?
You know what we do? Every year we would do a ride with a select group of dealers that would go on these rides, and we haven't done it since COVID though. And we'd pick a destination around the country, and we'd all ride together, and we'd ride with the factory, you know, executives, the CEO, and my wife, his wife.
Really?
I was married at that time. And, all the VPs, it's really cool. Cause you actually now have a relationship with the people that are building these bikes.
Right. Right.
So, and you're having fun and you're bonding. You know?
Yeah. That's cool. Cool. Yeah. That is cool.
That is cool.
I miss that. I haven't done it in years now.
Really? Yeah. So you go to the museum a lot or?
Yeah, I've been out there. The museum is amazing. Have you been there?
I rode there from here. That was one of my big rides.
That is a big ride.
Yes, yeah. We're still hearing about it.
I rode from here to Michigan, met a buddy of mine, and we spent the night, took a ferry across. Because everyone's always telling me, the bottom is not fun to ride around. Top of the lake is where you want to ride around. So we took a ferry across, a 4-hour ferry ride on like a steamboat. You know what I mean? An old, like from 1940s.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. And we took that across to Wisconsin. Then we rode 90 miles down to the museum, spent the day there. And then we rode up and around and came down, what's that, Lake Huron or...
Urine.
Like
what?
Yeah.
Urine.
Like Urine. Yeah. You gotta stop. Urine. That was it.
It's close.
Moron. I don't even have Urine. A smart answer. I can't. You got whoop.
Lake Urine. All right. Everybody was pissing in it. I gotta tell you. So we came around that lake. Oh, and came around that coast. And then I went home. 2,700 miles in 4 days. That was a good day.
That's the bike that you bought from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You took care of it before I left.
Yeah.
So, awesome stuff. So, Mike, let's go to vacation.
And you're in the lake.
And you're in,
what the fuck is wrong?
Don't go swimming in that one.
We don't have that kind of time.
All right, we'll be right back after the messages.
Woo!
So many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details.
Harley-Davidson of Nassau County, Sunrise Highway in Belmore. Family owned and making Harley-Davidson dreams come true for over 50 years. With a selection of over 100 pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycles in stock, on sale, and ready for your next ride. They're having a test-free ride event this Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4. See all the new motorcycles to ride with music, food, and free gifts with any test ride. Come see the latest technology from Harley-Davidson and get select models with a factory rebate, zero down, and rates as low as 1.99 for qualified buyers. This Saturday, come see Johnny Rizzo of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, who'll be raffling the chance to win a 2023 Street Bob. That's right, you have a chance to win the raffle for a brand new Harley-Davidson. Only 300 raffle chances will be sold, with drawing on April 14th, 2024. Get your chance to win a 2023 Harley-Davidson Street Bob at Harley-Davidson of Nassau County on Sunrise Highway in Belmore. They'll make all your Harley-Davidson dreams come true.
We'll be right back.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Do you ride? I ride. Hi, Jim Lenick here from Lenick, Lawt & Comac, your personal injury and estate planning attorneys for over 35 years. If you've been in a motorcycle or any type of accident, call us. 631-486-9500.
Bikers Info USA, the first bikers app by bikers, for bikers, and it's free. National and state events, Sturgis and Daytona, Bikers Info USA. Every motorcycle manufacturer dealer listed. Biker products for you and your bike. Bikers Info USA. Find the places to go, places to party, places to stay at every event. Bikers Info USA. Download it now. It's free. Bikers Info USA.
It's the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship. High Seas Rally, October 26th through November 2nd, sailing out of Tampa, Florida, with stops in Bimini, Freeport, Nassau, and Coco Cay in the Bahamas. 7 days of the most fun you'll ever have. Biker dress code, a bike vendor trade show, world-class parties, and this year you can win 4 in 24. Book your cabin now and you'll automatically be registered to win not one, but 4 custom-built motorcycles. Thanks to Law Tigers and High Seas Rally. We hope you're ready to rock. This year we welcome legendary frontman of Foreigner, Lou Graham. Feels like the first time. The Kentucky Headhunters. Let's all go. Dixon, Airball, our very own party band Steel Rod, and many more. There will also be special performances by the world's only biker comedy hypnotist, Gary Michaels. High Seas Rally, October 26th through November 2nd, benefiting the High Seas Rally Dialysis Fund and Wounded Warrior Project. Go to highseasrally.com to book your cabin now.
We got Larry from Harley Davidson with us, the owner, the president, the chief, the top guy,
the big wig.
Stop.
So let's tell you what's going on.
Stop it! Come on.
The big Kahuna.
So what's going
just,
on? This
just the guy who loves bikes.
That's there you go. This loves guy loves
just
bikes.
Just your average guy.
So Rock and Roll for a Cure is a breast cancer organization that you know about.
Absolutely.
And I'm raffling off a motorcycle. That's coming from Harley Davidson of Nassau County. And Larry's going to help me out with that this week because we got to get some raffles sold.
For a good cause.
For great cause. Yeah. You know, yes. All the 100% of the proceeds go to directly to the Rock and Roll for Cure patients. And they make the deliveries every other Saturday, whether it's food or wigs or medication or ride, whatever it might be, is going to their patients. All the money goes to that. They buy whatever they need to buy. And so we have this bike that's sitting in your showroom. I will be in your showroom with you.
You're actually kind of there. I got that big cardboard cutout that you brought. We put it up today next to the bike.
That's probably
like,
enough.
It's like you're there already.
You're always looking at me when you're eating breakfast, right? I'm like this.
Holding the egg sandwich away from you.
Feed me. There I am. Feed me.
Well, I thought that was actually you in the picture.
So that bike is a beautiful bike. Tell us about that motorcycle.
That's a 2023 Street Bob. Okay. And that's black and orange Street Bob. It's an awesome bike. That's like the hot rod of Harleys right now. Lightweight, nimble handles, and it's fast.
Yeah. What motor's in that one?
That's got a 114.
Nice.
Yes.
Can we put a 135 in that?
You might not be able to sit on
it. John.
That might just fall apart if you do that.
That bike's fast enough, man.
Remember the Christmas vacation when you go down the hill on the sled?
I mean, you could put a Stage 4 kit in it or something like that. And,
That's a beautiful bike. The color, it's got the Harley Davidson orange.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous bike. So we're raffling the bike off for $100. Now, we have other stuff, too, that we're going to have gloves. We're going to have a leather jacket. We're going to have other things that we're raffling off with the motorcycle. The motorcycle is a top prize. So when you donate your $100, there's only 300 chances.
That's good. It?
So the chances to win is very good.
Yeah.
That's incredible odds.
Incredible odds.
Right? Yeah.
So
that's, I mean, I'm not good at math, but that's good.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I would just say it's 1 out of 300. That's pretty good.
I mean, compare it to Lotto or something. Yeah, like,
compared to the Lotto.
The chance of getting struck by lightning. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can win that. You got to be in it to win it.
You got to be in it to win it. I mean, come on. $100, I mean, especially these days. You go to Starbucks, you go wherever. You just spend $100 a day. Breakfast, lunch, right there.
True.
But now you're actually helping somebody with the money. You're actually helping somebody who needs help.
Yeah.
And you have a chance to
do a lot. And they do a lot. Yeah. You know, you gave a list of some things that they do. They offer so many more services than we list. Because they have so much on the... Go to their website,
rockandtheroadforacure.com.
RockandTheRoadForACure.org.
Sorry. RockandTheRoadForACure.org. And check out what they do besides the things you hear us talking about. Because as someone who has been through it, it's invaluable what they do to help people. You know, there are people that don't have support systems. There are people that don't have the funds. There are people that don't have access to certain things that they need. And this organization brings them to these people.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're talking about. When we're saying, oh, it's $100, it's more than that for the people that are being helped by this organization.
There's a lot of organizing that, too.
It's
crazy.
You know, in October, they have their big motorcycle run.
Yes.
You were a sponsor of it this year, last year.
Yep, yep.
And they bring in, that's where they usually make their money, so they can go buy all those supplies. But it's not enough, because they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
You know, and every day, someone's getting breast cancer.
Every day. I don't care
who you are, even in this room. You know somebody.
Definitely,
you knew somebody who has it, going through it, even passed away from it, whatever. Everyone knows somebody. So every dollar counts. So now, you know, you're not just giving money to help somebody. You might win a motorcycle out of it.
Yeah.
Might win a leather jacket.
Quick question about the bike. If somebody wants to buy a raffle, but they don't want the bike, well, so they don't need a bike because they already have one or two.
Ah.
How does that work? Is there another option for that?
It's a great question, actually.
That is a good question.
And, you know, every raffle we do, you know, you never know who's going to win it. And some people do it just because they say, you know what, even if I don't win, it's going to a good cause.
Right.
And I love that 100% of it goes to that cause. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But people will buy it and they already have a bike. Maybe they have two Harleys. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, you know what? I'm a touring bike guy. You know, and maybe they want a new one. So they'll take that bike, they'll trade it, you know, and upgrade to a touring bike or whatever. Maybe,
You know. So there are other options.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a big down payment for another bike that you want.
Yeah.
No, unless you're a beginner, that's a great beginner bike too.
You know what? It's kind of like in the middle. It's a pretty powerful bike.
That's a lot of
horsepower.
Yeah, it's a lot more than sport.
A 114 on that bike?
That bike probably weighs five,
About 600 pounds, I'd say.
Right, yeah, five, 600
more than five, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's a big bike, man. But you know what? It all goes to a good cause. So you're not, you know, you have a good chance of winning this motorcycle. And if you live, of course, you got to pay for the setup and the taxes and all that stuff, right? Or if you even live out of state, you know, then you, of course, you got to pay for the shipping, but yep. You're still getting a Harley Davidson.
No matter what, it's still a good deal.
A beautiful bike. Yeah. It really is.
We're actually giving away a couple of bikes on that day. We've got the 2020 Street Bob that you'll be giving away. Mm-hmm. And then Harley Davidson has, you can enter the win on Saturday, a Road Glide or a Street Glide, your choice.
Am I not into that?
Well, no, but that's a national thing. And the odds aren't going to be anything like what you're doing.
Right.
Yours, 300 to 1, that's insane odds.
That is.
Yeah, you know, that is.
I mean, I would do that.
And you know, a lot of people are skeptical about it. Because when I go to Daytona, like sometimes you see that bike that's in that clear
trailer. Yeah.
And that guy's selling raffles. You don't know if you're going to win that thing. You don't know.
You'll never hear from him again.
How many they're selling.
Nah.
This is real. I'm going to tell you how real this bike is. It's in my name. All right? That was here because she's like, I'm collecting. There you go.
We're talking
now. That's on video.
But it's real. It's a real bike. The bike's in my name right now, and we are raffling it off. It's a real thing. It's going to happen on April 14th for the Boogie for Boobies at 89 North.
Really? 89 yeah. North in Patchogue.
What's the address of that? You know the address of that?
I think it's like...
I told you I went to school with it. Like, what the hell is the address for 89 North? Oh, that's it. No. But, yeah, so that's going to be a good day. They're going to have plenty of other raffles. They're going to have so many raffles there. Probably about 60 or 70 different raffles.
Wow.
And the bike will be... I don't think we get the bike there, but the bike is part of it. Well, the banner's up.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh, the bike's under the banner.
The bike, yeah.
Yeah, we got the same bike anyway, 2023 Street Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome. So I'm looking forward to being there. Come hang out with us. They got great coffee, too. And who's doing the hot dogs and hamburgers? You got a...
I'm not sure who we have for Saturday, but we'll have somebody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come have a hot dog and hamburger. Hang out with Johnny Steaks, all right? It'll be a fun day. So, Mike, go to commercial quick, Mike. And we come back with... Joey Fingers, right, from Jackknife. I got to tell you, before you go to commercial, Mike, one of the bands at Bike Week, man, I know Louis Bag of Donuts sets us up with all these bands that are down in Daytona. I mean, he's doing a great job. He's down there meeting all these bands, getting the show involved with all of them. So Jackknife, you know, I saw the videos. They're a cool, good band. I went to go see him. I was like, holy shit, this band is good. I got to say, you know? All the bands were great. But Jasmine Kane rocked the place. All the bands were great that I saw down there. But I do have a complaint, though. You see, I see on Facebook and whatever, Louis Bag of Donuts is with Crash Rocket. He's putting up these videos with Crash Rocket. You know, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, Louis Bag of Donuts, right? I go to the show, they don't even know who the fuck I am, right?
And you can't miss you, John. I mean, you're loud.
I have no idea.
We know who you are.
I wave to the guys and I'm like, what's up? I'm like, hi. You know what I mean? So, but if Louie was there,
Did they try and throw your shirt maybe or something? You thought you were just like part of a fan band.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Are you a manager?
No.
That's it.
I'm not a manager. Louie's a manager. Florida.
Did you wear your manager shirt?
I didn't wear nothing.
It would be funny if they threw him a shirt and it was his own shirt. Motorcycle Man.
Funny, when Louie was drawing off the stage for Jackknife, I almost caught one. And I was like, me. Wouldn't have fit anyway. You know?
No, really?
Yeah, it was small. But anyway, got a quick story about that. I got to tell this quick story before I go. I did an event in Kentucky called the Vet City with Larry Joe. Mm-hmm. So we had a booth, everything set up. I went up on stage. We introduced a band, and I had T-shirts. And I forgot these boxes of T-shirts. We grabbed any T-shirt that we had. We rolled them up in little balls.
No. They're like infants.
No. We're throwing them out.
They're like hand towels.
Kids, small.
You know, you give out some of those shirts, you go have the girls do a wet T-shirt contest, you're
there,
cold.
That was smart thinking. But I am not bashing Craftsman. I can say they were fucking incredible, I will say. They rocked the shit out of it. This, I just thought it was funny. I was like, Louis C.A.'s up on stage. They're announcing most like a man. I walk in and get nothing. Nothing. Zero. No,
it's a domestic.
I tell you. All right, we're going to come back with Joey Page, so stay right there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Boom!
So many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details.
Harley-Davidson of Nassau County, Sunrise Highway in Belmore. Family-owned and making Harley-Davidson dreams come true for over 50 years. With a selection of over 100 pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycles in stock, on sale, and ready for your next ride. They're having a test-free ride event this Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4. See all the new motorcycles to ride with music, food, and free gifts with any test ride. Come see the latest technology from Harley-Davidson and get select models with a factory rebate, zero down, and rates as low as 1.99 for qualified buyers. This Saturday, come see Johnny Rizzo of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, who'll be raffling the chance to win a 2023 Street Bob. That's right, you have a chance to win the raffle for a brand new Harley Davidson. Only 300 raffle chances will be sold, with drawing on April 14th, 2024. Get your chance to win a 2023 Harley Davidson Street Bob at Harley Davidson of Nassau County on Sunrise Highway in Belmore. They'll make all your Harley Davidson dreams come true.
Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com. Stop by First Manufacturing Company at 389 West Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York. They have the largest selection of motorcycle accessories, apparel, and fashion leather goods on Long Island. Use the promo code RADIO and receive 20% off your in-store or online order. Visit firstmfg.com.
Strip Club Choppers. Bikes, accessories, clothing, parts, and apparel. Strip Club Choppers. A uniquely American company.
Strip Club Choppers. Coming to a town near you.
For additional info, visit stripclubchoppers.com.
We'll be right back.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit leatherup.com.
Bikers Info USA, the first bikers app by bikers, for bikers, and it's free. National and state events, Sturgis and Daytona, Bikers Info USA. Every motorcycle manufacturer dealer listed, biker products for you and your bike. Bikers Info USA, find the places to go, places to party, places to stay at every event. Bikers Info USA, download it now, it's free. Bikers Info USA.
Hey guys, I'm Gary Michaels, the world's only biker comedy hypnotist, getting ready for the world's only bike rally on a cruise ship. It's the High Seas Rally coming in 2024. We are headed to the Bahamas. This is going to be a riot. Lou Graham, the Kentucky Headhunters, Vixen, Hairball, Steel Rod, and of course myself will be blowing your mind on the High Seas Rally cruise in 2024. Go to highseasrally.com. Get your cabin booked now. Walk on.
All right, we are back. I am back from Daytona. I'm very sad about that. But it was a good time. So check it out. Check this out, okay? You'll love this. Our buddy, Kenny Wilkerson from Nova Rex, another Florida band, by the way. But I have to say, Louis didn't get this band. I knew Kenny.
Wait, what?
Louis didn't get him.
No.
I
don't believe you.
No, Nova Rex. They're doing an awesome show.
Riding his coattails.
They're doing an awesome show. Rock 80s with Great White.
Wow.
Our buddy, our friend Jordan Cannata, drummer of Slaughter. What a great drummer he is. He got to be one of the most amazing drummers I've ever seen. All right, Jordan Cannata, the drummer of Slaughter. You ever check out Slaughter? They always had great, sick drummers. Who'd they have? They had, what was his name? That plays with the Van Halen band now. Whatever. Check out Slaughter. Check out Jordan. He's incredible. Vixen is playing. Now I can go.
Stay away.
I'm going to go see our friend Lorraine Lewis, and I'll have a drink with her. She owes me a drink. So I'll hang out with Lorraine.
She owes you a drink on the cruise.
I'll see you before the cruise. Get a drink with her, all right? Aldo Nova. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. I remember
them. Yeah.
Great band, yeah. Enough's Enough. Flying High Michelle, right? You get on that? Pretty Boy Floyd. And, of course, Nova Rex. So this is going to be at the Lynn Family Stadium from noon to midnight. And that's going to be in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky.
Wow.
On August 3rd. Check out that show. Sounds like an awesome show.
Yeah, that's
but good. I believe it's going to be a touring show. So this might be the first one. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Check out Kenny Wilkinson. Check out Nova Rex, guys. Those are our buddies over there. So, Mike, make that phone call for me. But Jimmy, we're going to call Mr. Joey Page. Oh, wait, we got to go to Kate. Kate, what do you got?
Didn't we just say it's getting but late? My stuff is for
all right,
April.
So we'll hold off on you. We'll get you Wednesday night. Pa, what do you got quick before we get to Joey?
I got real quick.
We got to get to Louie, too.
Real quick. We got to coming up where my daughter, actually where my daughter lives, so 1 year I got to get there, Arizona Bike Week at Westworld in Scottsdale. From April 3rd to April 7th. On Friday, April 5th, you got Everclear with George Thorogood, which is a great double bill. And then that Saturday, you got Godsmack.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, Arizona Bike Week, which is awesome. Daytona Bike Week. Where are these big bands? Like that. You know what I'm saying?
It is crazy.
I mean, we got these other bands that are fantastic, amazing. But, you know, the national ones are at every other bike week.
And just to let you know, on Friday, it's to get into the event, it's $55 plus, which gets you into the whole event, just not the bands. And for Saturday, it's $66 plus. It's going to be at the Rock Yard located at Westworld, which, you know, so it's like I said, it's a good time. It really is. It's
all right. Awesome.
So
that's Irish Pat, everybody, bringing us our Arizona Bike Week.
Yeah, I would love to go to Arizona Bike
Week. Me too.
Oh yeah. This weekend, we're giving away tickets to the two tickets to the Harley Davidson Homecoming in Milwaukee.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I'm giving them away?
Yeah.
What if I lose them?
I don't know if it's. I don't know.
Don't let him hold on.
I don't know, Larry. I don't know. They were right there. Yeah. You want my keys to the storage?
Yeah. How many times do I have to say we're not bailing you out?
He loses those right in his pocket.
Yeah, we're ready. Call him now. So, wow. I bought a storage unit right here. I loaded it up. I told him I lost the keys. I lost them in a day.
Unbelievable.
Unreal. So,
not surprised, though.
I know.
Yo.
What's up, Fingers?
Hello.
What's going on? Can you hear us? Hold on. Wait. You got it? What's up, Fingers?
Fingers, can you hear us?
Fingers, can you hear us?
Oh, boy. Hello?
Oh.
Has he got his mute on?
Fingers? Uh-oh.
I think did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Then say something, Fingers!
I never heard anything from you guys. It was just blank.
What's up, man? You guys...
What's happening?
You guys did a killer job, man. I got to tell you.
Thank you. We try. You know, there's a lot of great bands out there that rock it, and I feel like we're up there.
when I walked in the bar, and you guys started, I was like, "Holy shit, these guys are good!" You know,
right.
Yeah, it was real good. Then I'm sitting there, and I'm wondering to myself, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I've been doing Motorcycle Mayhem for 7 years now. You know, I started the show, moved around, did a lot of stuff, met a lot of fantastic people, a lot of great people.
Right.
A lot of great people. I invested a lot of money into the show to get microphones, all shit. And I'm standing, I walk in, and there's Jackknife on the stage, right? I'm sitting there looking up at them, and there's Louis Bag of Donuts up there. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing up there? And me down here.
To my left.
Louis deserves it, though, man. He's doing a great job down there. No,
yes, he did. He did a great job. He was up on stage. He made sure that you guys had access to the, you know, the backstage area.
Did we?
You know.
Whoops.
Maybe it was just Louis. Sorry,
wait,
guys.
You guys.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
Louis got 10 passes, weren't one of them.
I will tell you, man. Louis was throwing those shirts off. I almost caught one. I was right there. I was right there. No, it was good.
I got a shirt with the safe. Motorcycle Mayhem.
Yeah, right? So tell us about your Daytona Bike Week experience, bro. Did you guys kick that?
Oh, the Daytona Bike Week experience. Well, it was great Friday night seeing you guys and coming out on Friday night. Well, no, I seen you Saturday night.
Yeah.
But Friday night, great night. A lot of people.
No, you saw me Friday night.
Okay, but I saw you Friday night, and then I saw you a little bit Saturday.
Yeah, so let me tell a story real quick. So Friday, we get there, Louis on stage, and he introduces them and blah, blah, blah. And then Joey wants me to come up after they take their first break. So I go up there, I do my thing. Then Joey's like, I want you to introduce us tomorrow night. So I'm like, all right. So I go to the dealership down there, we're hanging out. And it's like 4:30. I'm like, all right, they're going on at 6, hour and a half. I'm flying down Route 1. You know Route 1, right?
Yeah, of course.
And I know the back roads to get to Main Street, you know? So I get to the road that goes to Main Street. They close the bridge in front of me. Right in front of me. I'm talking 5 cars in front of me. Cops just come. Then I go, go to the next bridge. That bridge is closed. It took me almost 2 hours to get to where he was.
Oh, man.
And by that time, they were already on stage ready. But I had to go back to the dealer. Back to the dealership where I was to go see Jasmine because I promised I'd be there. So that was my story why I was late. So go ahead. Sorry to have their fingers.
So
Friday night was great. Saturday was really good too.
Right.
Except at the end of the night, my bass player's truck got towed.
Was that ever resolved?
Oh.
No, it was never resolved.
Oh? So you got another big show coming up there then, huh?
Oh.
We'll see. But I have a debut show this weekend, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah?
Down in Tampa. Yeah, it's down in Tampa.
Okay.
Bottle House. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, nice.
But yeah, you were funny when you walked up on stage. You were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the matter, Johnny? He's like, I wasn't expecting that. I was like, well, what were you expecting?
I was expecting a good band. But
we
that just blew me away.
Really kicked your ass. That's what we wanted to do.
You kicked my ass.
Fucking jacked is what you got.
You kicked my ass. I got my ass kicked.
You got Jack.
By Jackknife. There you go. No. That's good. So that's cool, brother. So yeah. We're going to have Louis come on in a minute to tell his Bike Week experiences because he was with all the bands, as he always is, and does a great job. And I want to thank you for calling in, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. And it was great seeing you. And it was great going to Mama Rizzo's house.
Yeah.
The wings. We had some food. And
yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Good time.
That was a lot of fun.
Good time, yeah. My friend. Awesome, brother. Listen, you have a good night.
You guys enjoy yourself.
Stay safe.
Check out Jackknife on Facebook, everybody. That band will kick your ass.
That's right.
You get jacked.
Get jacked.
All right. So
later, Johnny.
Later, brother. I right, get Louis on mic. No. Next. they were good. And at the Boot Hill, we had Rock of Vodka. Was at the Boot Hill.
That's right.
You tried the stuff yet, though?
No, I haven't tried.
Oh, it's vodka. Have you heard of Rock of Vodka yet?
You told me about it.
I told you about it.
You told him we were talking
and
about it.
And you got the hat, too.
The fans don't know that, okay? Oh. You got to get on the radio, you know?
It's a cool bottle.
It is an awesome bottle.
Isn't that great?
This one has Joseph...
Joe Ganascoli.
Ganascoli. I can't say his name. From Sopranos. Plus, the other one's got Dee Snider and Lennox Lewis.
Yes.
The champion.
Yes.
You believe Mike Tyson's coming back to fight?
Did you see that?
I saw something.
He looks... He's crazy.
He's going to get knocked out.
Wait, is that new news?
No.
Do you think he's going to have a chance to win, Tyson?
You know what? I'm a Tyson fan.
So am I. I love him. I love the guy.
He's pretty nuts.
I used to like boxing back in the day when Tyson was fighting.
I knocked him out once. I ever tell you that story?
On the video game?
Yeah. I learned it. Remember the Mike Tyson?
Yes, I do.
On the Nintendo? I learned it. It was all a pattern. And then when he missed, boom, boom. You knocked him out.
Why don't you try that in real life?
I'm not.
Actually, you know, I watched what Shark Week this last
Sharks.
Time around.
I love sharks.
He actually went against a shark.
Yeah.
They trained him to go down in the water with sharks, and it was an interesting.
How do you train a shark like to be good? Like, don't bite now.
No, but they have certain control things that they use to keep them at least at a certain distance. But he was freaking out.
How about Shaq did it too? Shaq was standing on the bottom of the ocean like this, and the sharks were swimming around him.
Really?
I was like, there's no way.
The shark, they have a bite collar on the sharks.
Yeah.
Like a dog collar.
Yeah, I don't think they
have like a prod.
I've seen the prod,
I think they had signs up that said, don't bite.
They better have something.
I'd want to wire that jaw shut myself so it could only get open up at that, and that's it. Otherwise, no way.
Let's bring on Louie Bag of Donuts. What's up, Louie?
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
This was Louie's time to shine at Bike Week. He goes all year round. He's out there checking out these new bands for the show, making connections, making new friends. And Bike Week, they're all there. So it's like, it's his time to shine. And you did a great job, Louie. What's going on?
Not. I knew you were going to tell that story about you coming there and being ignored.
Yeah, I know. Glenn, man. I'm like, hey, what's up, Glenn? Hey, how you doing? Like, you had no clue who I was. How you doing?
Awkward.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward, right?
Oh, good. Next time I'll go with Louie, you know, if I want to get any attention, you know?
you just, Johnny, you just got to stand with me now.
Yeah, down you know with Louie. Hey, yeah. Oh, you want Motorcycle Man? Yeah, with Louie. That one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man!
Hi, this is my roadie, Johnny.
So, what? Tell us some stories.
Some of this stuff here. I sent you in pictures of Shovelhead. That was the first thing I was going to cover. They were at Main Street Station there.
That Shovelhead.
And I'll tell you what, I enjoyed the hell out of that band. They're really good.
I didn't get to see that. I think you know what? I think I walked past them, and they were rocking, man. They were awesome. Shovelhead. It's
a cool name for a band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Did Shovelhead you walk did past great. Them like they walked past you?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Shovelhead had no idea who I was either.
So. Yeah, that's them there. And let me tell you, they play more further south. I have gone down towards Sebastian to see them. So when they come this way is for me. It's really a treat to see them. But
that's awesome.
They rock the place, man. They really did.
Nice. So go ahead.
So from there, we went to see our friends, the Lounge Lizards.
The Lounge Lizards, yep.
Jason and his crew.
Well, you had that.
And they were playing the backstage at Main Street Station.
Nice. Okay.
And Jason he's got a different sound. Plays different musics that a lot of the other bands do. So it's a refreshing thing to listen to those guys.
Really okay, is. Awesome.
And then, of course, we got jacked.
Jack Knight, right?
Mr. Joey Fingers. And, you know, he just kicked ass there, man. I mean, I took pictures from the stage looking out at the Boot Hill.
Yeah.
And it was just... Ah,
yeah, that was a jammed night. That was jammed.
I mean, it was just a hell that, you know, and then you got Johnny Rizzo out there. You got
who?
Out in the audience.
No one recognized me. No one about it. Everyone's like, Louie! I was even like, Louie! Do me a shirt!
You messed John up so bad, he was reaching for his own shirts.
But, you know, Jim Q did a great job. Mark can sing his ass off.
Oh, my God. That guy's got a voice. You know what I like about Jack Knife, too? They're not going to play their everyday songs that a lot of other bands play. You know, they did Journey. They did a lot of really songs that you wouldn't normally hear from a band at a bar. You know what I'm saying? So they rock, man. Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, it was incredible. Then of course, you know, the band that made Like You Didn't Exist there, they were playing there at the
Crash Rocket?
Yeah, Crash Rocket. They were playing at Main Street and St. Vincent.
Right.
And I was behind Jenny playing the drum while she was playing the drum.
Yeah.
And just to feel that feeling of the stage moving from that little woman beating the hell out of those drums.
No, no. What you felt was me being pulled off the stage by security, and I went to go on the stage.
I'm sorry.
But I know these guys. Not really. I'm the child. I'm with Louis.
We have an imposter.
I'm gonna have to give you some of my cards to hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, with Louis Bag of Donuts. How you doing?
There's security. Hey, Louis, can this guy stay?
Oh my god.
So yeah,
I'll tell you what. Main Street was.
That's the new hottest place. I think. I think that pretty much took over for. Dirty Harry's, maybe, because that was that place is fucking rocking, man. Main Street is the place to go, I think. Absolutely.
Well, without Jasmine playing Dirty Harry's,
it ain't the same. It ain't the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
Nope. But Saints and Sinners, holy crap, man. That place was rocking every day.
Yeah, that place was killing it, man. Killing it. And you know what the greatest part about that is? It's right in the dealership. The bar is inside, basically.
They have a bar in the dealership.
Well, not inside. It's like almost attached. It's not attached. It's like right there in the same parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cool. That's a nice setup.
It's right there.
Yeah.
That's a nice setup.
Food is right there.
Mm-hmm.
All the little shops are there to get T-shirts and stuff. And I'll tell you what, Saints and Sinners makes a hell of a sandwich for like $12. And when you're on Main Street, you can get a pork chop for $60.
No, pork chop on Main Street, by the way, at the Full Moon Saloon, I'm fat, I know these things, right, is amazing. That pork chop is legendary down there. Am I right?
But how much was it?
$17 when I bought it. That was like that was 7 years ago, though.
That was in the olden days, right?
Yeah, before COVID. No.
Well, actually, he dropped Louis' name, so they discounted it.
That's when Trump was president. Sorry. That's when it was cheaper. Yeah. Now it's not.
You didn't have my card to get that.
Yeah, I went Louis Vuitton.
Now we cannot forget Nikoloff.
No, Nikoloff.
Nikoloff.
I gotta tell you.
Let me.
Dad. John, let him talk.
I
gotta tell you, Nikoloff is not only a classy band. That John Nikoloff's an amazing person, first of all. He's great. This guy's got so much energy. It's unbelievable. The band is fantastic. Another band that plays all the songs that you don't normally hear. And he's all over the place. He's jumping on bars. He's jumping on stools. He's running all over the place. So go ahead, Louis.
Well, as you said, he does jump all over the place. So I went out to see him at, I believe it was the Porthole. I rolled up there. Now, I didn't remember being there before, but I actually remembered it when I got in front of the place.
Well,
there's John. In fact, there were you. You were eating a steak. I seen you sitting there eating a steak. You were in the corner of the steak. Bar.
Yep, yep.
You had a steak. You had some pretzels. You had vegetables.
Wait, whoa. Stop lying. I don't have fucking vegetables. Vegetables.
Mashed potatoes with extra gravy. I pay attention.
Yeah, you're watching me. You're watching me, Bastion.
He's waiting for you to drop.
Oh, of course he is. Oh.
Well, John's got me in his will. If he dies, then I take over the radio station.
Well, you're the only person everyone knows, obviously.
So anyway, John Nikoloff was up on a table again, and he's doing his thing. I reach into my pocket, I pull a $5 bill out, and I tip him like a stripper. I just had to do it. Everybody in the place started cracking up. They thought it was hysterical.
Oh, I don't know what happened to the Nikoloff pitches. I had him up here. I'm going to have to get him up later. I'll get him
in. I sent in my stuff.
No, you definitely sent him in.
I saw him. Oh, there he is. Here he is. Here, put this up, Michael.
Yeah, you got to put Johnny's stuff up, man. He's incredible, man.
Yeah, yeah. So here we're gonna be.
And while you're getting them up, I actually want to congratulate them again for hooking up with their album Envy. They actually sent me one in the mail with some cool stickers and stuff. It came in the mail.
Nice.
To me, which was nice, personalized. And I listen to that album, well, the CD, rather, every day. It's a really good CD. So if you don't have his CD, Envy, check it out or listen to it on, you know, wherever the heck you buy music these days and, you know, grab yourself a copy of it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, even their originals, they're amazing. The band is an amazing band to go see. Check out Nikoloff, man, guys. You know, how do you spell it? N-I-C-K-O-F-F? Nikoloff? N-I-C-K-A-O-F-F.
N-I-C-K-O-L-L-L-O-F? Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it.
Stop putting it in. No, look up Louis. I'm sure they back him. No.
But they're great guys. Listen, I made friends with John right off the bat. He is an unbelievable guy.
Stand-up guy.
I wish them all the best. So,
Stand-up guy.
And there was me in my cowboy hat. Did you notice that?
I saw it. Yep, I saw your cowboy hat. Oh, my God.
Well, now let's get to Torn.
Torn.
I don't put these, you know, and I hope nobody takes offense to anything. When I send this stuff in, it's not who I like more. It's just me talking to Johnny in the afternoon and trying to get so we kind of have some sort of script with each other. So
right.
I hope nobody gets offended, you know.
Nothing to get offended for. I mean, you got to start somewhere. All the bands are amazing. And, you know, I was joking around with Crash Rocket, not knowing me, but that band's freaking amazing. You got to check out Crash Rocket. Larry, they are such a good band. They got an amazing voice. All the bands that we hooked up with, it's just really, really good stuff.
I support all of the Florida band. Do I have a favorite only because I started out with Crash Rocket?
Right.
But
how'd you meet them, though? I mean, I don't know.
Here we go again. Because of Johnny, I met Crash Rocket.
Wait, how did Johnny he meet anymore, them though? Because of you because, and they don't know
all
who
right,
you are?
I took...
It all comes back to Johnny.
I took him to go see Jasmine Cain. And she opened up for Crash Rocket. So I said, this band Crash Rocket is amazing. Oh. We got to stick around for them too. And then that's when a whole new world opened for Louie. And little Johnny was forgotten about.
Love at
first
sight.
That's what happened here.
Can I come with you, Louie?
Yeah, no, Louie, can I come?
Did you keep pulling his shirt like, can I go?
Yeah. So Louie Bagadonas now runs Florida. So go ahead, Louie.
So I happened to go see Torn when it was Eddie's birthday, in fact, at St. Vincent's.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
And they were playing, and they, listen, they blew the doors off that place. I mean, Torn, if you've not seen them, go see them.
Okay.
But here's a little, and I feel bad even mentioning this, but there obviously was some sort of internal things going on, and I'm not going to get into anything.
I didn't mean it when I said that. No, go ahead.
I must have missed what you said, but
no, I'm okay.
There's something happened with the band. And guys went their own way. And listen, Torn's going to be back at the Charlie Horse next weekend. They're going to have a new bass player and a new guitar player. And Pete and Scott obviously are going to go do their own thing. And I don't take sides. I'm like Switzerland.
Well, the moral of the story is they were torn apart.
Yes, and I wish them all the best.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to come back better than ever.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to do their thing. And then we're going to have two different bands rocking your face off.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know that's been writing to me and contacting me.
Louis, man. I don't get shit. It's all Louis.
Everything's going to be fine.
All right. You heard it right from Louis.
Did the mayor get a hold of you?
No.
We're talking about Louis is the mayor.
Okay. He's getting the key to his
own. Well, Louis, it was a great time down. I was going to see you down there. I'll be back down there soon. I want to go see Nikoloff again and Jackknife and maybe go check out Chris Rock if they know who I am. But, you know, we'll have a good time.
Well, listen, Joey Page is playing at the Bottle House this weekend. THC is playing at Cactus Shack's. And Torn is playing. And who else is playing? Crash Rock is playing at Daytona Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh, sweet. All right, man. So there's the update with Louis. But hold on. Irish Pat has got something to say.
Hey, Louis.
The Louis bag of donuts.
Louis, what you got to do is when you see Crash Rocket, in tribute to Johnny, you got to get him to do the cover of The Who's Who Are You.
There you go.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. All right, Louis.
Hey, listen, Pat, real quick.
Go ahead, Louis.
I have never seen a human being with more Irish tattoos on their body than you, my brother.
And he's not even Irish. Go figure that out.
I guess you'd never been in jail.
I seen you on Facebook with all your tattoos. I'm like, holy shit.
You didn't run to the bathroom, did you?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, you guys get sick minds.
I love that. Leave him alone.
My God.
Love all you right, too, brother. Louis.
You have a good night. Great job down there.
Listen, I love you all, man. You be good, and we'll talk next week.
We'll see you down. We'll see you soon.
Nope.
All right, peace.
Oh. All right. What happened?
All right, he's gone.
Oh, no, we're all gone.
We didn't pay the bill.
Are we gone? Are we all gone?
Are you unplugged? There you go.
There we go.
So, Michael, one thing I want you to play for me real quick. So down there with all the bands, it was awesome. Gary Michaels also played down there. He was amazing. The guy, I'm telling you, he does some great jobs. And I had the honor of introducing him. Check this out. What's up, everybody? My name is Johnny Rizzo. I'm with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. I don't know if you guys ever heard of us, but on Monday nights, live on Facebook and YouTube. And on Wednesday nights, you can check us out at linewsradio.com at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. So how's everybody liking Bike Week so far? Woo! You like Bike Week, the High Seas Rally will kick your ass, right? So where's the High Seas Rally family?
Here.
Man, I was there. I remember you. Then again, I drank way too much. Goddamn alcohol package will kill you. We got Rock and Vodka in the house. Woo! You guys tried this stuff yet?
Yep.
This is the best vodka you'll ever have. It is made from grapes, Spanish grapes, with natural mountain spring water. Go check it out. Go to their website, rockandvodka.com. You'll see the little map. You'll see the little bottle. We can buy it. So check out Rock and Vodka, the best vodka you'll ever have. So you guys know Gary, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's all right, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna hear you. He went outside. He wants to hear you guys. You guys know Gary, right?
Yeah.
You guys want to see Gary?
Yeah.
Gary is like a brother to me now, man. I gotta tell you, I love this guy. He's amazing at what he does, and I'm proud to be a good friend of his. And I want to introduce him to you guys, Mr. Gary Michaels. That was Gary. This is the burning of the bike in D-Land there. You see the burning of the bike? I missed it. I was supposed to be part of this. It was
I want you to say all right. Here
we go. Hey,
hang on.
It's boom. Go and see bands. I want to set up the show here. Go there. And the burning of the bike happens. Burning of the bike. Say, big wooden motorcycle. I mean, huge. And then if you had somebody, a loved one that passed away, you put their name on there, you know, and everyone signs it with their loved ones that passed, and then they light on fire. Whoa. It's called the burning of a bike. They have it every year during Bike Week.
Sounds like Burning Man.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but, similar to, like, if you ever seen the movie The Wicker Man.
Remember that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. No. Actually, it was redone with Nicolas Cage, but the original was done in 1970 with Christopher Lee. Which, if you ever get any time you get a chance to see an old school Christopher Lee movie, I recommend you do it.
Right.
And that's basically what it was. It was The Burning Man.
Yeah, right. No. Oh, good stuff.
So it was really good. And that's know, when you see, I'd love to see the burning of the bike in person. That's going to be amazing to see.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, check out Michael.Helmets, guys. Holidays with Nassau County sells Michael.Helmets.
Yeah.
Right?
People love them.
People do love them, right? Yeah. The lightest DOT helmet you can buy, Michael.Helmets. You'll either, we sell them out here on Long Island at Holidays with Nassau County, or go to Michael.Helmets.com and purchase one. Mention Mayhem 01, I think it was.
He
changes the number every week.
I'll do that.
Just mention Mayhem, and you get a discount. All right, well, I want to thank everybody for watching the show tonight and sharing it. Now, real quick before you go, this weekend, we're raffling off a Harley Davidson for Rocking the Road for a Cure.
Yep, Harley Davidson, Nassau County, in Belmore and Sunrise Highway this Saturday.
And you're having the test rides, right?
Yeah, we're going to have about a dozen Harleys for people to test ride. And we're going to have food, music, and a lot of giveaways.
So come out. What time is that starting?
Well, we open at 8:30, but probably the action's going to start, you know, between 10 and 11.
All right, so 10. Nice. I'll probably get there about 10.
Yeah, we're there till 5.
8:30 on the Saturday.
You're going to be early for the coffee.
Oh, yeah. So we'll have hot dogs, hamburgers. They're doing a test drive with the Harley Davidson. Plus, we're raffling off a 2023 Street Bob. Yeah. Fat Bob.
No, you're raffling away a Street Bob.
Street Bob.
2023 Street Bob.
What happened to you?
I don't know, man.
Street Bob and Fat. He's getting mixed up.
It's all the coffee I'm drinking today.
We're going to have a good time, though.
He's making up a new name.
He's creating his own new bike.
A Street Bob.
He knows who you are.
I know.
By the way, all riders are welcome. You know, so we. Oh, yeah. Everybody. Anybody wants
to. What if you want a Kawasaki? Yeah.
Anybody wants to test ride the Harley, we're ready to convert.
I was waiting for that one.
Come here, bring a Kawasaki. We'll throw that in a dumpster. You buy a new one, right?
They got plenty of parking in the back, right?
Yeah. Park in the back behind the house.
Nah.
Right? Oh, John, I wanted to real quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
My cousin Chad doing the National
Anthem. Oh, that was awesome, man. Thank
you. For the opener. He took his time with that, and he killed it. I thought it was
that
really
was
good.
Awesome. Opening up with the National Anthem.
He's with
the killer guitar player, man.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Thank you for that. That was awesome.
I remember him in high school running down when they first came out with guitars.
Right.
Doing, like the Battle of Bands at Comac High School.
Oh, yeah, I remember those things.
He was doing that.
Oh, that's
cool.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, he was good.
That's definitely
good job, Chad.
So, anyway, so the bike is a 114 Street Bob. Get on it. Only $100 per ticket. Only $300. You can win that bike very easily. Or you can win a leather jacket or a helmet or gloves or whatever else we're going to have at the raffle that we're putting together. So definitely check that out. And don't forget, what do we eat tonight, guys? We ate good.
Gina.
You want some pizza? Left? We got pizza back there.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Nice to offer it now.
I know.
Yeah. See that? Nice and cold.
Pat can't get him a beer because he don't drink. I can't get him the pizza because I'm fat. I'll eat it before I give it to him.
But it's always a good time. I like coming on the show.
I love having you here, man.
I really enjoy it. You guys are fun.
Yeah, I'm glad, man. Gino's of Comac, guys. Check out Gino's great pizza, great salads, great pasta, great everything. Heroes, you name it. Gino's of Comac. And don't forget Fat Boys Burrito. Can't go wrong with Fat Boys, right, Kate?
Cannot. It's yummy.
You ate good tonight. We all ate good.
We all ate good tonight.
So check out Fat Boy Burrito at 2496 Merrick Road in Belmore. Right by the Harley dealer.
Yeah, that's
so
good stuff.
So you grab yourself
very
a burrito
close.
And buy yourself a bike. All right? How's that?
Fat Boy Burrito is excellent. We order from there all the time.
Yeah.
Very good food there.
Very good food. So you can find them also at 4097 Jericho Turnpike in East Norport, 1660 Old Country Road in Plainview.
Inside the Coliseum Deli.
And the new one's opening up in Levittown. So check out Fat Boy. And Michael, what do they want us to talk about tonight?
I don't remember.
Whatever they want us to talk about.
They do catering. They have a truck. They have a lot of great things going on over there. So. All right, everybody, we'll wrap it up. I want to thank you guys. Larry, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Love having you here, man. You'll be seeing a lot of Larry. And Pat, Wayne, Kate, Michael, we out of here. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Boom!
This has been the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast with Johnny Rizzo. Thanks for listening. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio airs every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitter.
you'd like to make contact, send an email to MotorcycleMayhemRadioShow@gmail.com. In the meantime, safe riding and keep the rubber on the road. Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit leatherup.com.